Ted, what day is it, buddy?
National Gambling Day or something.
Lottery Day. Yeah, but it was also National Tattoo Day.
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
So in honor of National Tattoo Day, I went to Ola.com and found the most popular tattoos in the United States. Give it a quick thought. What do you guys think? Place your bet. What is the most popular tattoo? Just general design kind of a thing.
A rose.
A rose. Very good. Very good guess there. Miles.
I mean, I'll go butterfly.
The butterfly. Okay. Ted.
If he's taking butterfly, then I'll take the swallows.
The
Those
swallows.
Little birds.
Okay, yeah. Little birds. Here we go. So according to Ola.com, and they actually do have number, these are average number of monthly Google searches for these particular tattoos. Okay.
All right.
So number 12 on the list for an honorable mention. A moon tattoo. You guys ever known somebody with a moon tattoo?
Moon?
Yeah, I got
moon.
A crescent moon on my back.
You do have a crescent
Part
oh.
of a bigger
so,
piece.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I knew.
Let's see how many of these Thrill has.
Yeah.
Miles and I know a guy.
Yeah, we do.
The minimalist tattoo.
What is that?
I don't know what counts as a minimalist tattoo.
I think a lot of it, people, sometimes it'll be like code or something like, to let you know they work in IT or something like that.
Yeah.
Something just very clean. They're kind of cool.
Very small things.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it works. But both of those had 60,500 hits on Google as far as the popular tattoos. Number 10. See this quite a bit. Tribal tattoos.
Yeah.
A little older, not so popular now, but yeah, that was... When tattoos really blew up in the U.S., tribal was kind of the first thing.
It's really cool looking. But the problem is that, honestly, only Islanders can pull it off.
Well, they have different. Their tribal tattoo, like, that is their family history.
Right.
If you know what you're looking at, that informs you of their lineage, right?
Right.
Here in the States, it just looks cool.
There's
it's
actually,
strictly
I'm 1/16 Cherokee.
As we all are.
There's right. actually a wrestler who's very white, to put it lightly, but he got in really good with the Samoan wrestlers that are over there, and he got really buddy-buddy with them, and he said on a podcast that he got really drunk one time and actually texted him, like, can a white guy get tribal tattoos? Their answer was, no.
Yeah, I was going to say, I guarantee no, you, they're like, no.
No, don't do it. It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Just don't. You could. Don't do it.
I mean, you can,
you
sure.
You can do anything in the world.
That's right.
Some things are a bad idea.
Yeah. He was walking a line. Number 9, 74,000 hits for the skull tattoo. Do you have skull, Steve?
Of course.
Where's we know someone with a skull tattoo.
Yeah.
I know it's on your hand. You got a turtle with a skull.
Yeah, I got the skull and turtle. I got a full skeleton over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good, good.
Does that count like the dancing skeleton from Dead Company? Because I'd imagine a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, man.
Yeah, it's a skeleton. And skeleton's on the list. So, yeah, I think that plays.
All right.
I think that works. Anybody gotten a matching tattoo? 74,000 hits.
Yeah, what?
Matching tattoos.
Sort of. The one on my neck, it was a friendship tattoo with Joey.
Okay.
Because every time either one of us gets a new tattoo, they're roughly the same, right? So she's like, dude, I got a new piece. I'm like, I got a new piece. And we're like, we basically got the same thing. So this time we said, F it. Let's design one where we very specifically just do the same thing.
I dig it. I believe, I've got family that got matching tattoos.
Of?
My mother-in-law and my wife, they both got tattoos at the same time that kind of have the same...
Mike's a D.
Yeah, pretty much. No, they're both Pearl Jam related.
Okay.
And then I believe my mother-in-law and her sister both got tattoos as well.
Your wife should have got Don't Call Me Daughter.
Given to Fly, actually, is the one she's got.
Miles, Don't Call Me Daughter. We should get matching tattoos and say, make me fries.
Exactly. Make me fries.
Pearl Jam and Spice.
Pearl Jam thing, dude.
That's right. Make me fries.
It's just McDonald's. It's a French fries.
Put the McDonald's arch for the M.
Like the fries.
Yeah.
Just
jumping
on that. Just a potato waving.
Right. Potato wave.
The most popular tattoos in the U.S. according to Ola.com. Let's see here. Number 7 at 74,000. You'll get this a lot with some bro dudes. The lion tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of brothers and a lot of bros for sure.
Yeah. Got that? It's usually like a lion with a crown on it or something like that.
No, they want to let you know. I'm the king, bitch.
Correct.
I wanted to get the Scottish lion at one point.
Scottish.
Yeah, the lion's rampant is what I believe they call
it. Yeah, and then you'd figure English fans have three lions tattooed on them.
Mm-hmm. Is that the profile lion?
Yeah,
kind of like highlight. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's definitely a drawing.
The lowenbrow.
Right. Lowenbrow.
That's how I pictured it in my head.
Yeah, exactly.
Cowardly lion.
Yeah.
You're badass, aren't you? You know, like, you're a, see, that guy's a black belt.
Yeah, that's
a
mess with it.
The Cowardly Lion.
It's a setup. That is a setup.
You know what he said before I got the tattoo? Yeah.
Talk me out.
It's like
of
the dude who's got a tattoo. Tattoo of a Beanie Baby. Don't mess with him. Yeah. It's a setup.
He's just got a little Beanie Baby.
Don't mess with that.
Look out for him, man. He's a bad dude. They just go with the standard traditional tattoo, 90,500 hits.
what is that?
I know, that's kind of my
problem everything with that you
tattoo.
Named, but most people that have tattoos have some traditional tattoos, because most people that have tattoos kind of share a very similar interest, and that's kind of why
To me, that's like Sailor Jerry stuff.
Right, but that's very specific to the U.S. And those are basically
like a mom heart or something like that.
Do these get more specific for Americans?
Not necessarily.
All right. Well, I know the list is American. I was going to guess, like, don't tread on me or...
Snake tattoo at number 5.
Boom. Right, there you go.
90,500. Snake tattoo.
Snake.
I don't think it's necessarily don't tread on me, but it's a snake tattoo.
Same general message.
Between Metallica fans and people that like that same. Like, yeah. Well, seems like a lot.
I believe I know somebody with a snake tattoo.
I know a couple people.
I thought about getting one once.
Yeah?
Just because I hate snakes.
Yeah, I was going to say why.
Put your fears on you.
Yeah, exactly. And then I was like, yeah, everybody can call me Snake. My buddy's like, Dad, put down that whiskey.
Stupid,
nobody's going to call you Snake.
Like, no, but
really good
people
whiskey.
Start calling me Snake.
No, man, it'll coil him around my arm, and then his head will be right there on my hand. And I'll wake up and scare myself every morning.
Thurl's right there. I just been in the bar like, no, people call me Snake. Nobody calls you Snake.
Hey, Ted, need another whiskey? They call me Snake. Flower tattoos at number 4. 110,000 hits for a flower tattoo.
Sure.
You got a flower?
We got flowers.
Yep, see?
You do. You have a couple different kinds of flowers.
Roses, cherry blossoms, right?
Yeah. Flowers, I think what's good about flowers and why they get so much is just because there's such a diversity with flowers. There's
diversity,
so many different meanings.
They have lots of color. They mean a million different things. Like, if you speak tattoo language, you understand what someone's telling you by looking at them. I mean, and it's the same as the Islander's tattoo. Right. You look at a guy's tattoos and you go like, I have a general sense of who you are and where you've been.
Right. Miles found out like the 900 meanings of just roses.
By accident.
By buying the wrong roses.
Yes, I did. I never would have known that.
Neither would I.
But I got in trouble.
I know. So stupid.
You should have known.
These ones, Miles. That's not what that means.
Do you know what that means? White? You know what white means?
Friends.
Yeah. See, I didn't know that.
Neither did I.
But we were friends. I mean, until that happened.
All right, now you're not.
Right, we were friendly.
And we were married. We were friends. No, after that, we weren't.
Supposed to marry my best friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Here. Damn it.
Good to see you, bud. Soccer in the arm. Valentine's Day, dude.
You guys got a secret handshake?
I used to call her dude all the time. You know, Jesus.
I fell into that trap.
It's just how I talk.
Because I say dude all the time.
Yeah.
Or man. Mm-hmm. I'm not a man. I'm like, I know. A lot of people say the same thing about me. Can you just let it go for a second?
My wife just calls me bitch.
Oh, damn. Wow.
That's a tattoo.
My wife calls me bitch.
You roll up to the bar with that tattoo, like, I'm buying you a drink.
Without a doubt.
Right, I don't need, like, throw said, I know what this guy's going through.
Yeah, right. You understand the language now.
110,000 hits for dragon tattoos at number 3.
Sure, got one. Two, actually. Dragon skeleton on the back and then dragon on the arm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice, dude. More specific flower tattoo, 165,000 specifically for rose tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want the Georgia O'Keeffe roses.
The Vahina.
That's right.
I want the Beauty and the Beast one.
Okay. A
couple petals falling off.
Do you want it in the glass case?
Yeah.
Why?
Mike, with one follow-up question. Why?
I mean, 2 minutes ago, I was like, Snake.
Right, you're Snake.
This is why I don't have tattoos.
I want the Beauty and the Beast tattoo.
Why?
Big Disney guy, man.
Get Chip.
You get Dale.
And then with 201,000 average monthly Google searches, the number one tattoo. Miles Montgomery, you nailed it. It's the butterfly tattoo.
Dude, that joke is still killing for me.
What? What joke?
Oh, I don't know. The most unique butterfly. It had a tattoo of a single mama.
Damn.
Yeah.
Zap.
People love it.
It is good.
Yeah.